What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
We got a lot of chocolate here.
Yeah, because we're talking about chocolate.
Woo!
So we're making brownies. We're making, actually, Stephanie Banyas is... very fudgy brownie recipe. I love this recipe. So Stephanie was my colleague for...
my whole life.
Seriously.
Yeah.
25 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. But she has left to go live in Montana. We won't give her exact location. We don't want people rushing her for
her brownies. Yeah.
But she's now living in a cool place in Montana and loving her life. But... she left behind her brownie recipe.
Thank God.
So we have some bittersweet and we have some unsweetened chocolate. And, you know, there's a lot of fancy chocolate recipes. I'm making brownies. So that tells you everything about my chocolate work abilities.
Right. Okay, wait. You've got something going on over on the stove here.
Yeah. So we have butter and the two chocolates. And we're going to melt them. This is in a double boiler, so it's a pan on top of a pot that has some steaming water on top of it.
This is like the best way to melt chocolate, right?
This is the best way to melt chocolate because it won't sort of separate the chocolate.
What'd you just put on top of the butter
this
and chocolate?
This is espresso powder. This is instant espresso powder. One of the things that you'll see in a lot of recipes, especially like chocolate recipes, brownie recipes, is espresso, instant espresso. It just brings out the flavor of the chocolate.
Mm.
It's got a great affinity for it.
Cool.
That part I know. All right, so we're going to let the butter and the two chocolates and the espresso powder melt. Okay. And then in another bowl, we have some sugar and some brown sugar. Don't forget, the chocolates we're using basically have no sugar in them. And then a couple of teaspoons of vanilla. How many eggs?
Four.
Whole eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Four whole eggs. This is a really good brownie recipe. I mean, this is not a cakey brownie. This is a fudgy brownie.
I like that.
Yeah. It tastes like chocolate, which is like one of the things I want to talk to you about when it comes to chocolate, because how do you feel about chocolate?
It's very important to me.
Really?
Yeah, I love chocolate.
When you look at a bar of chocolate and you reverse the process of where it came from, mm-hmm. you would never believe that was gonna look like.
Right.
So it starts with this fruit called the cacao plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside the cacao plant, there are seeds that are like, they look like they're covered in some like some white glaze of some sort, you know? And, you know, basically what you do is you take the seeds out and then you ferment them and then you roast them and then you crack them. And then you separate them from the nibs, and then you take the nibs of the chocolate, and then you crunch them.
Right.
You crush them into chocolate, and you know, the cocoa bean is cut is it's like half cocoa butter, half cocoa butter, cocoa powder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then like there's different grades of chocolate in terms of like sweetness, etc. You know, you start with milk chocolate, and that has like either powdered milk or liquid milk or condensed milk in it. You know, it's the sweetest of them
right.
all, of course. And then there's dark chocolate, and it's based on, you know, it's a very high percentage of cocoa, and fat content is used from the cocoa butter. And then white chocolate really isn't classically chocolate at all. It's basically sugar, milk, and cocoa butter.
Mm.
And then have you seen this ruby chocolate lately?
No.
Yeah, it's made from a ruby cocoa bean, and it's got like this kind of like ruby color.
Ruby?
Yeah, ruby chocolate. And it's got like kind of a sweet and sour flavor to it. It's really beautiful. You could find it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's like pink almost.
Yeah. So basically the process is you take the cocoa pods, you crack it open. You take the cocoa bean, you crack it open, you get the pods. It's like these fruits, you know, these seeds inside.
Mm-hmm.
You ferment them. Then you separate the shells from the cocoa nibs. Then you grind the cocoa nibs into this, you know, chocolate. And you temper the chocolate. Then you add sugar. And then it's like semi-sweet, bittersweet. It all depends on how much sugar versus the
right.
versus the cocoa. But like when you look at a cocoa bean, you would never think that you'd get like a chocolate bar out of it at
right.
some point. It's insane. It's totally nuts. So what are some of your favorite chocolate things to eat?
Some of my favorite chocolate things?
Yeah.
Well, this is now one of them. but, I mean, you know my favorite chocolates.
I do?
Yeah. That you always give me for Christmas.
Rocher?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God. So those have, they're hazelnuts, right?
Yep.
It's hazelnuts and chocolate.
Yeah, it's like a Nutella piece of chocolate, basically. Those are my favorite. But I love a chocolate cake.
See, I have a kind of a love and hate thing about chocolate. Let me tell you about this.
What?
If you talk to chocolate aficionados, they will tell you that dark chocolate is the only chocolate.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
In my opinion.
Well, I mean, I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
You know, people who are really like, you know, true chocolate aficionados really
yeah.
believe that, you know, for chocolate to have quality, it has to be very dark, deep, bitter chocolate.
Okay.
And I and coffee drinkers say the same thing. I say no. I want to enjoy what I'm eating.
Yeah, agreed.
And a lot of times I'll eat chocolate that's so dark and bitter, and I'm like, I don't even like this.
No, exactly.
But also, like, I feel the same thing about coffee. You know, you go to some coffee shop, and
yeah.
it's like, you know, they have these most exotic beans, and they roast them in a certain way, and on and on and on.
Or they're brewed for a really long time. Like, I don't like that.
And it's just like, it's not satisfying.
No.
So, you know, maybe I'm just like a wuss when it comes to like chocolate and coffee, but I want a pleasurable experience.
I agree. And like, if I'm eating like a piece of chocolate that has like caramel, piece of chocolate, then I can do the dark chocolate because I think it's a nice balance. But if it's just a plain piece of chocolate, like it's milk.
Yeah. So, but like chocolate purists will tell you that we're not right. But that's okay.
That's fine.
So we have the white sugar, the brown sugar, and some eggs and some vanilla. Salt.
Nice.
We're just gonna melt this. And then we're gonna get a baking pan with some parchment paper.
You're using chocolate bars for this instead of chocolate chips. Does that matter?
It doesn't really matter because you're gonna melt it anyway. Do you make brownies, Sophie?
No, actually, I'm not really that big of a brownie fan.
Why?
Because usually it's too...
cakey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking the sound of these brownies.
This is like the extent of my chocolate work.
Really good.
I mean, you know, I can... like, I like making, like, those malted chocolate cakes.
Yeah.
Where they... you know who invented that?
Who?
John George.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember when it first came out, we were like... Mason Grill had just opened. He was doing it at JoJo. Mason Grill and JoJo opened the same year. It was the year like nothing opened in New York. We're in the middle of a recession. So Mason Grill opened and JoJo opened. And we got, those two restaurants got a lot of attention in the media because nothing else opened. And he came out with this chocolate cake. And I told my pastry chef at the time, Wayne Brackman. Remember Wayne?
Yeah.
I was like, we have to do the Mason Grill version of this cake. So we made like an ancho chili chocolate version of it. Was so good.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design. All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker? It's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell, I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
If I'm going to eat something chocolate, I want it to taste like chocolate.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So like sometimes,
what do you mean?
Like a lot of chocolate ice cream doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes very diluted.
Oh.
It's almost like vanilla that's kind of has like a brownish color to mm-hmm. it. You know, it doesn't taste like chocolate.
Yeah.
So like I want, like when I eat gelato, I want a dark chocolate gelato.
Mm-hmm.
Now that said, there's a lot of sugar in there and there's cream, et cetera. So it's sort of chilling out the bitterness of it all. But the deep, rich flavor of the chocolate is what I'm looking for.
Right.
There was a place, a steakhouse. I'm not even sure if they're still there, but it was called the Strip House on 12th Street. And you remember this place?
Yeah, I do.
They had a chocolate layer cake there. It had 4,000 layers.
Yeah, it's so good.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I tried to get my pastry chef to make it. It never really got to the point where I was completely satisfied with it. I mean, you just couldn't make enough layers of it. But it was so, so good, but it had like that deep, rich chocolate flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also like when I'm eating like hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Like I want to taste good quality cocoa powder.
Rich.
And I want it to taste, yes, I want it to be like basically like liquid chocolate.
Yeah, I agree.
But I also, oh, is there a dog in here? Wait, did Nacho bring home a friend?
Wait, you know what's interesting is there was a meme that was going around during the holidays that was like if you make hot chocolate with, like hot chocolate with water, if you're making hot chocolate with water, like you should be locked up or something like that.
Right.
Like,
no, you have to make it with milk.
Yeah.
I make mine with milk. Christina wants oat milk.
Hmm.
It works.
Is it good?
I don't know.
You wouldn't know. But you know what I really loved when I was younger was chocolate mousse.
I was going to talk to you about that.
Were you? Oh my God, I loved chocolate mousse.
Alex Guanichelli and I talk about this all the time. She lived in a building in New York City where a friend of mine lived when we were teenagers. We didn't know each other then.
Oh.
And I remember going to my friend's house. There was like a bunch of kids there. And I made chocolate mousse. I was like 17 years old.
What?
Yeah. And chocolate mousse, again, you're right. Like you need a deep, rich chocolate because you're going to put cream and egg whites in it. It's got to fight through all that fat richness.
Yeah.
But if you don't use a good quality, deep, dark chocolate, then you can't taste it.
Right.
Then it just tastes like whipped cream.
Right. No, I love chocolate mousse so much.
How about chocolate cream pie?
Yeah.
So do you like chocolate pudding?
Nah, I like homemade chocolate pudding.
Well, what do you think I was talking about?
Well, most people don't make their own homemade chocolate pudding. Buy chocolate pudding.
So,
like, I feel like I used to have like chocolate pudding, like store bought chocolate pudding, put in like my lunchbox.
So we have some. So it's called Bundino. Pudding is Bundino in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a chocolate Bundino at Amalfi, and when we were making, like, you know, I wanted this on the menu, and while we were making it, I had my pastry chef make it like 35 times
mm-hmm.
because it was not getting enough chocolate flavor, and she kept saying to me like, "You have to be kidding me." I'm like, "No." When you stick your fork, when you stick your spoon in this thing, I want you to like close your eyes and taste chocolate mm-hmm. in the most incredible way.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really important. A lot of times people miss that. Like it's almost like they think chocolate's going to take care of itself.
Right.
It doesn't. Same thing with gelato and sorbet.
Yeah.
I like chocolate sorbet a lot. It's one of my favorite things, but it's got to have a deep richness.
Rich,
for it.
Yeah.
See, the butter and the chocolate are making this beautiful melted goodness. And you know, you do it over a double boiler so that the melting process is gentle.
Right.
If you did this right in the pan, it's a chance it would break.
Or like burn.
Yeah, scorch the chocolate.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna pour the chocolate into the sugar and egg mixture. Add half the flour. The other half of the flour. What is that, semi-sweet chocolate?
Yep.
So basically we're using three kinds of chocolate. Unsweetened, bittersweet,
and then some semi-sweet chocolate that we're going to use. We're just going to cut into shards, and then fold it into the chocolate batter. And that's the brownie batter. And then 350 degrees, 25 minutes. And then you have to let them cool for like 4 hours.
Oh.
Because it's really dense chocolate you want it to set. You have a parchment paper lined baking dish. And we want to smooth it out so that it's even, bakes evenly. It's pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I've never made brownies like this.
Yeah. Then you get some vanilla gelato.
Okay.
Make brownie sundaes.
There you go.
Put some nuts on these people.
Here. Who says you can't bake?
A lot of people. Put it in the oven, so.
Okay.
So we used to do an upside down chocolate cream pie. Do you remember this?
So good. Yeah, Bar-American.
Bar-American. Where the crust was a thin layer on top. And then the chocolate pudding was in the bottom with the whipped cream.
It was so good. I had it every time I was there.
Here's one of my other favorite chocolate dishes. Chocolate and coconut bread pudding.
Okay.
So good.
Never had that.
So good. I mean, basically you make like a chocolate custard with stale bread. You let it steep. You put like, you know, a little coconut milk in there, some coconut flakes, etc. Bake it. It's amazing.
In your notes over there, do you have the chocolate eggs?
What's that?
Jacques Torres used to make me chocolate eggs, ginormous chocolate eggs for Easter.
No. He used to make you a life-size bunny.
And eggs. Dad, they were huge. And there was chocolate in them.
I have to, right. So that was one of, how old were you?
I swear, that made me believe in the Easter bunny. That is for sure.
So Jacques Torres, who's one of the great chocolatiers ever, and also pastry chefs, and one of the nicest men. When I met Jacques, he was the pastry chef at Le Cirque. Okay, years ago, and then he went on his own. And he's like the Willy Wonka of our world. And he had what were you, four?
No, maybe like six or seven.
Okay. But he had me bring you to his Brooklyn location.
I remember that.
In Dumbo. And he made chocolate with you, like he made stuff with you, but he has like this chocolate fountain that's constantly
running,
tempering the chocolate.
Yeah,
and I remember you just sticking your finger under the faucet of the chocolate. I was like, Sophie, come on, that's not very sanitary.
But he has like that magic to him, like as a person, like you feel like he really is like a Willy Wonka in a sense.
Yeah, for sure. I also like using chocolate in savory dishes. Like I love making mole sauces. I think it's, you know, a great use of chocolate to finish a sauce, especially a spicy sauce that has all these chilies kind of running through it. It's one of those things that people think of mole as a chocolate sauce. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sauce that is sometimes finished with chocolate, especially if it's a deep red or almost black mole. And it's really used there to sort of be a good counterbalance and a foil to all the chili peppers that are running through the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of gives it a nice coating.
Yeah. When I was studying abroad in London, we went to the Cadbury factory.
Oh, okay.
It was so... It's because they've turned it into like a museum also. Like, so you can like walk through and see all the steps and whatnot. And I love Cadbury chocolate. I thought it was... It was so cool to see the whole process.
Well, also, you know, there's this whole art form of what they call chocolate work,
mm-hmm.
and you see these chocolatiers like making like the most amazing things out of chocolate. They use it as paint or like
right
to create sculptures.
Right.
You know, it's like that's a business that I'm not in. I can tell you that much. That's not for me.
Right.
But I just love where they manipulate the chocolates. And like you'll see, like, you know, they'll make blue chocolates and red chocolates. You know, they usually take white chocolate and put some kind of food coloring in it. But then, you know, everything is chocolate, but it has different colors and textures and shapes and sizes. It's amazing.
For your restaurants, do you think it's important to always have something chocolate on the dessert menu?
1,000,000%. Absolutely.
I'm not a restaurateur, but I also feel that way.
Well, right now we have that chocolate Blendino, which is very rich and deep in chocolate flavor, for sure. I mean, it's Yeah, it's imperative for sure.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the chocolate item on the menu.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, people, there are people that are just obsessed with chocolate, and I get it.
Yeah. I used to make chocolate fondue a lot when I was little with my friends. We used to make
to
chocolate fondue.
To put fruits in and stuff like that?
Or like marshmallows.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Have you ever made your own hot fudge?
No.
It's like sweetened condensed milk and melted chocolate.
Mm.
So good.
I'm sure you have.
I have.
You maybe know, once or twice.
I'm a sundae expert.
Yeah, exactly.
I like a good chocolate sauce.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm not just saying this. This is the best brownie I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
You can thank Stephanie Banyas.
It is, I love that it's, the consistency is more fudge-like.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's two kind of brownies in the world. A brownie that is cakey and a brownie that's fudgy. And I think, like, I'm just on the side of yours, which is that I want it to taste, like, very chocolatey, fudgy.
Yeah. And I can taste, it's like, it's not overpowering, but I can taste the espresso, and I love that.
Well, the espresso brings out the chocolate flavor, and it gives it that little bit of bitterness that is really nice. It's a good bitter.
Exactly. Is red velvet chocolate?
So red velvet is actually the original red velvet, and I'm going to get this wrong, I'm sure I'll be corrected on the internet in 5 seconds, but from what I was told, red velvet happened by mistake.
Really?
Because whatever the situation was, they were doing something with cocoa powder and some vinegar. And the chemical reaction turned it this sort of deep red color.
Oh.
And that's how it was born. So it's really, it's a cake that's based on cocoa in some ways, you know. Mm. It's really a weird concept.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it doesn't really have a ton of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cool thing to look at.
I know, we ate red velvet cake yesterday.
I know.
At the Ivy.
But their cream cheese filling was pink.
Yeah.
I like the kind of contrast of like the bright white.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Oh, you know what else I loved that I'm pretty sure was at Bar American was the German chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah. So, you know, it's actually German's chocolate cake.
Oh.
It's not a German chocolate cake.
Oh, it's plural.
It's German. No, it's not. It's possessive. It's German's chocolate.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a brand or a kind of chocolate. And basically, I think it's like chocolate and coconut and pecans is what a German chocolate cake is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was so good.
Where? At Bar American?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. At first, we didn't have it on the menu, and then I did a throwdown with it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. We have to, like, get this cake going.
Yeah. It's so good. I like a chocolate cake for my birthday.
What does it look like?
Chocolate? I don't know. But I like a layered.
With what?
Like a three-layer cake. I like crunchy chocolate in the middle.
Basically, chocolate and chocolate.
Wait, what is, when you're eating an ice cream cake and it's like chocolate crunch in the middle, what is that?
I have no idea. No idea.
Come on, you're the ice cream man.
It's probably like fiatine or something like that.
What is that?
It's like a very thin, crispy, like pastry.
Oh, okay.
That you know, it's like, it's very crunchy.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't make ice cream cakes.
Not anymore.
I make ice cream sundaes. What about chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, probably one of the best inventions of all time.
Do you use my recipe?
Yeah, your recipe is so good.
But you have to let it rest one night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
Yeah, unless I come and just steal some dough from you that you already have in the freezer.
Nope.
I've done that before.
I know. But I think that chocolate chip cookies, like...
What kind of chocolate is in those cookies again?
I think it's semi-sweet, I believe.
I have your...
You have the book.
I have your cookbook right here.
Actually, one of my favorite chocolate chip cookies is Jacques Therese's cookie.
Well, I'm sure.
Because it has shards of chocolate running through it, which is so good. Big shards.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you mentioned Jacques in this. It's semi-sweet and milk chocolate.
What is the recipe? Read the paragraph.
This paragraph?
Yeah.
This is my favorite chocolate chip cookie, well, other than Jacques Torres's, and I always have the dough in my fridge or freezer for me to take. Did you know that the longer the dough sits, the better the cookie is? If you are making these and planning on eating them right away, start at least one day and preferably up to 3 days in advance, and let the dough sit in the fridge so the flavors intensify. Yeah, they're good. They're really good. The brown sugar is also
very important. You asked me that the other day about... you know, brown sugar versus, you know, white granulated sugar. Mm-hmm. It definitely has a much richer flavor to mm-hmm. it.
Oh, this is so good.
What?
The chocolate hazelnut crema catalana.
Oh, so crema catalana is
where,
like...
Was this at Gatto?
Yeah. So the crema catalana is a, it's a custard. It's like Spain's version of, you know, creme brulee. So good.
It's so good.
What kind of chocolate is in that one?
Bittersweet.
Yeah, so it's a deep, richer chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so good. I can't believe I forgot about that one. I always ordered that too. Oh, what about a chocolate martini?
What about it?
Grandma's specialty.
That was my mother's move. She would go to the bar at Atlantic City at my restaurant and order chocolate martinis, like one after the other.
Chocolate syrup, Godiva dark chocolate liqueur, vodka, 360 double chocolate vodka? Oh, man. All right. Each his own.
There's a vodka for every situation, yeah. For sure.
Cheers to that.
I think what I'm going to do is get you a, for your birthday coming up, I'm going to get you a chocolate sink, a chocolate fountain.
Perfect.
So you can just have the chocolate, like, just kind of rotating through all night long.
I think that's a great idea. Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.